This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
All right. Hello, everybody. You know, I want to introduce myself because it's been a hot minute since I've been on here. Some of you may be wondering, where'd Kim go? And I can't even answer that question. I've been here, but Brian set up his fancy new studio, and I think he's just been having a lot of fun in there. But anyways, I am Kim Walker with Shop Marketing Pros, and I am your host today for the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast. And before we jump into talking about the loyalty gap, why customers don't come back, I just want to pause to give our sponsors a shout out.
This episode is sponsored by ShopBoss, shop management software that works the way you need it to right out of the box. Are you ready to convert clients to members? AppFueled specializes in creating custom apps tailored specifically for auto repair businesses. Build client loyalty. Get started today with your own customer loyalty app. Visit appfueled.com.
Okay, so thank you very much to our sponsors. We couldn't do this without you. Today, I want to talk to you about one of my favorite topics, and that is customer loyalty. Maybe you've heard or sat in one of my classes where I talked about this before. You got the customer, you did the work, you got paid, and then they disappear. That is not normal, and it's costing you way more than you think. We've all heard it is so much less expensive to retain a customer than to get a new one. So I hope that in my discussion with you today, maybe some of these things resonate with you. Maybe they are things that you've already known, but you just needed that reminder. Or maybe these are brand new aha moments for you. Either way, I would love to hear from you. So shoot me an email. You can send it to podcast@shopmarketingpros.com. But let's go ahead and dig in. By the way, truth be told about Brian Walker, y'all, he's at the Home Depot right now. I said, well, I'm just going to go ahead and record this podcast without you. But bless his heart, he's doing good stuff at the Home Depot. And some of y'all are probably jealous that he's at the Home Depot right now. Okay. But you know what? Speaking of loyalty, we have several places here in our community that are the big box stores. And then we have our local tried and true small businesses. And he definitely loves to shop at Gabriel Building Supply. But when it comes to the big box stores, he's going to Home Depot every single time. And so maybe if he hops in here, probably not, I'll ask him, why do you go Home Depot every time? I want you to think about your own experiences for the places you are loyal to. Why are you loyal to those places? It's not any different for your customers. Why would they be loyal to you, to your team members, to your shop? Why should they keep coming back? As we dig into this, keep that in the back of your mind. What do you have in it for your customers that makes them keep coming back? Okay. Most shops are accidentally running transactional businesses, not relational ones. And that is why customers don't stick. So are you focusing on everything except for their experience? Are you focusing on just another transaction? Are you really taking the time to provide a great experience? The loyalty gap is that space between a customer's first visit and their next one. Where most shops go silent, are you going silent or are you staying in touch intentionally? What are you doing? Loyalty is either built or lost right there between their first and the next visit. And then I would even go a step further to say their second visit and their third visit and their third and their fourth. You have to be consistent. We're going to talk about that. If you are not intentionally building a relationship after the visit, someone else will. Here's why customers don't return. There's no follow-up. No follow through. They don't hear from you after they've received their keys. There's no emotional connection. You know, I remember when we had our shop, that phone call a couple of days after they left the shop. I remember calling. I remember writing thank you notes. I remember staying in touch with them through email. We didn't really have social media in a big way when we had our shops. That wasn't a thing, but I wouldn't even call social media that piece. They deserve an actual connection to you, to the shop, something memorable. They don't return because they don't remember you. It was not a memorable experience. I know many of you know Michael Doherty, who is our marketing service advisor now, and he used to be our service advisor in our actual shop. He had, and he continues to have, this like gifting to connect with people, to really truly draw them in and listen and hear what's on their heart, what's on their mind, what's going on in their life. He asked questions and he remembered them. And so there was no way that customers could leave not having felt like they connected with someone. Another reason why customers don't return is that they only hear from the shop when it's time to spend money again. It's time for your next oil change. It's time to replace this. It's time to replace that. And that's great. And you should do that. But they also should hear from you in between for non-promotional sort of things. They leave and they don't come back because they feel like they were treated like an invoice instead of a person. If you just heard that and that hurt, you just felt like a stab in your heart, you're welcome. I hope that that eye-opening little moment where I said that you're treating your customer like an invoice instead of a person maybe caused you to think, oh, wow, we are doing that. We're so focused on just getting people back in, or we're so focused on just what's right in front of us that we're not taking care of the person. We're taking care of the car. Let's take it a step further and dig into what loyalty actually looks like. Loyalty, this is customers who trust you before they need you. I'm going to say that again. They trust you before they need you. So in the in-between, in the interim, they're out and about having conversations with family, friends, coworkers, the other soccer moms at the soccer field. Something comes up in the conversation about somebody's vehicle. They haven't been to you in a couple of months, but they are surely talking about you. And you know what? They're not saying, oh, go to ABC Auto Repair. They did a great job. No, they're talking about the connection. They're talking about the experience. They're talking about something that was memorable. Okay. If it was not, they wouldn't be talking about you. They'd just be like the other person sitting there not saying anything. So it's that in between where they are loyal to you because they trust you when they don't even need you. Loyalty is customers who refer other people. Loyalty is customers who do not price shop. Brian has said so many times that now our 23-year-old son essentially believes, feels, and says the same thing. All the time I hear them saying, buy once, cry once. He is a believer in quality and experience and being taken care of. So he will pay a higher price to ensure that things are done right, or that he's buying the right piece or part or whatever the thing is. So when you are treating your customers like the person they are and not the invoice that they represent, they're not going to price shop you. Customers who also feel connected to your business, to your story, to your team, to their technician at your shop, they feel that connection, they're going to be loyal. They're not looking elsewhere. So that's what loyalty really looks like. Let's actually now shift over to some practical tips, some practical ways to build loyalty. And not only am I going to share with you some things that we did in our shop, but also things that we presently do in our own company, Shop Marketing Pros. Practical ways to build loyalty, some examples: surprise and delight moments. This is one of my favorite things. We're big on gifting. Just yesterday, I was talking to one of our customer success managers, and she was explaining to me how she was meeting with one of our clients. And the client said to her, hey, Allison, what you don't know is that 5 minutes before our call, I was throwing a pin at the wall. She told me about that because she remembered that, right? It was a memorable moment in their conversation. And she brought it to me. And I said, you know what we're going to do? We're just going to go find a fun pin on Amazon. And we're going to send it to him with a note that says, here's a pin to replace the one you threw at the wall. And because we know that he is a Green Bay Packers fan, which not going to talk about that. But anyways, we're going to send him a Green Bay Packers fan pin. Hopefully it's a pin that will make him smile and make him say, wow, she heard me. She listened to me. See what I mean about a connection point? Surprise and delight moments. We've had times where, you know, we're from Louisiana and people know, if you know anything about Louisiana, you know that we have great food here. And we also have these potato chips called Zaps that used to be really hard to find. They're not so hard to find anymore, but we have clients who just love them. So I will ship them a case of Zaps potato chips. We've sent king cakes, just fun little things. I have a client with a surgery coming up soon and putting together a little surgery recovery care package to send their way. So what can you do to just surprise them and give them a moment of delight? Again, it's another relationship moment, another connection point. Those personal touches, just sending a quick handwritten note, remembering the small details. Back again when we had our shop, I know Michael used to get to know our clients so well. He knew little Tommy was going to the state soccer tournament and he would make a note in our CRM. And so when his mom returned the next time, he would say, hey, how was Tommy's tournament? And today, I feel like Michael would call her or text her 2 days later and say, hey, how did that go? Instead of waiting until the next time that he saw her. And so what personal touch can you do based on it's someone's birthday or they're getting married or they got a new dog or they lost someone or they lost their pet, whatever it might be, just anything that stands out in these conversations. And I'm not saying you have to do this with every single client every single day, but find the moments that matter and connect on those.
ShopBoss is software built by shop owners for shop owners. ShopBoss offers real solutions backed by real experience. Simply put, it's shop management software that works your way. When customers are in the lobby and cars are on the lift, you don't have time for a learning curve. That's where ShopBoss comes in, with profit-boosting features that work the way you need them to right out of the box. From built-in DVI to robust customizable reporting, ShopBoss makes everything about running a shop work more smoothly. Plus, with their Boss Pay Payments feature powered by 360 Payments, you can enter the era of totally paperless payments. From text to pay, remote payments, and consumer financing options, to compliance, surcharging, and now even offering PayPal and Venmo options. Everything is built right into ShopBoss. Plus, everything is backed by a fantastic support team with one goal in mind: your success. Be the boss with ShopBoss. Independent auto repair shops, get ready to transform your business with AppFueled. It's time for your professional auto service shop to have its own customer loyalty app. AppFueled will build an app that launches a custom loyalty program for your shop in 30 days or less, fully integrated with your point of sale system. Bring Fortune 500 level customer retention strategies to your business without the Fortune 500 budget. Many shops are enjoying the benefits. Our app engages your customers with a loyalty ladder, enticing them to climb the next rung, coming back more often and spending more each visit, all with your own app. Build loyalty with your customers, to your brand, and boost your shop's growth. Get your first app in 30 days or less, all without breaking the bank. Ready to start? Let AppFueled take your business to the next level. Go to appfueled.com or meet founder Jeremy Glasgow and book your complimentary app vision session at appfueled.com/Jeremy. That's appfueled.com/Jeremy.
What about loyalty and rewards programs that are meaningful, that actually matter? We are friends with Pit Crew. We are friends with AppFueled. Like, there are resources available to shop owners today so that you're not having to recreate the wheel. You're not having to start from scratch. These things are right there handy and available to help you create loyalty and rewards programs that feel good and create that piece that causes your customer to say, I really love ABC Automotive because they do this, they do that. And so it could come down to something as simple as a loyalty and reward program. What local causes are you supporting and inviting your customers to support as well alongside you? Again, in our own shop, back when Hurricane Katrina hit Louisiana, we were not at home living in Louisiana. We were living in North Carolina. And many of you have probably heard our story about the Katrina relief effort that we put together that really the intent was just to start small. It was just to do something simple and send water or diapers back home to Louisiana. But we invited our customers and our community to get involved, and it turned into something absolutely huge. We ended up with two tractor trailers, those tandem trailers, full, packed full of stuff. Thanks to connections, we ended up getting the 18-wheeler donated, the fuel, and the driver. And so we ended up doing something to support, this says a local cause is what I'm talking about, even though this was, we were in North Carolina supporting the Katrina effort down in Louisiana. But there's so many different things that pop up, you know, someone with a house fire or a single mom or the local Girl Scout troop or whatever it might be. There's always something in your community that you can get behind, you can support, and you can invite your customers to join you in that effort. And then one thing that's, you would think that this is just by default, that it just happens, but it doesn't. Still, so many shops we encounter are not doing one of these basics, and that is just consistently communicating, and not in a promotional way, through email, a text message, social media, maybe guess what? Just picking up the phone, good old phone call, randomly just calling and asking someone how they're doing. Or again, like I was talking about Michael with Tommy going to the state soccer tournament, you know, just a quick phone call, say, hey, we were talking about y'all. How did it go? And just really just it boils down to doing the right thing. Like if you want your customers to come back to you, you want your customers to be loyal to you, to your team, to your shop, it's going to take investment of your time in doing the right thing and staying in communication, staying top of mind, staying in front of them. And then just as another example, and lots of people feel like this is super old school and aren't doing it so much, but we see time and time again, where done the right way, it can be very beneficial. And that's using your CRM to do some database mailers, mailers with heart, not just a coupon, not just some promotion, but something done a little differently that stands out and doesn't get thrown in the trash can. I know I stand at our kitchen counter and dig through the mail every couple of days, and there are mailers that go straight in the mail, straight in the trash, because there's nothing meaningful to them. And it's really a waste of my time. It's a waste of their paper, printing, postage, all that stuff. So I would encourage you to go in our Facebook group, the Auto Repair Marketing Mastermind, and ask, what are you doing to build loyalty? I know a lot of our friends in that Facebook group are constantly posting the regular gifts that they're giving out to their customers for that. So that's something to think about as well. Moving on to our last little segment here, I want to bring back to your memory episode number 156, which was with Brittany Hodak. Brittany Hodak was a speaker at Vision for the Friday Management Luncheon a couple of years ago, and I really, really connected with her. It was a perfect setup because I was literally teaching on Saturday a loyalty class, and Brittany was the speaker on that day, and she fleshed out what it means to be a super fan. So I want to quickly remind you of the super fan mindset. And you can go back and re-listen to that episode number 156, where she breaks down the acronym super. I'm not going to repeat the episode. I just want to highlight a couple of things about that and hopefully have you go back and listen. And by the way, if you email podcast@shopmarketingpros.com and tell me something you learned from this segment about Brittany Hodak, I'm going to send you her book about building super fans. I will send up to 3 books. So 3 people that email podcast@shopmarketingpros, talk to me about Brittany Hodak, building super fans, and I'll send you her book so you can read the whole thing. But she breaks down the word super like this. S is start with your story. Really connect. Now, this is kind of opposite from like the story brand approach where it's start with your customer in mind. Don't get confused by that. It's a little different of a mindset, but what she's really getting at here is about connecting, allowing them to get to know you and connect with your story. The you is the flip side of that, understanding their story. It's not about you. It's about them, their stress, their fear, the urgency of the moment. They can't get their kids to school or get to work or get to the grocery store or get to the soccer field if their car is broken down. And so they're feeling stressed and urgent. So understand their story and their need, their problem. P is personalize the experience. You've heard us talk. I could do a whole episode just on personalization of the experience. But what can you do to keep your process intact, but really connect with your client, your customer in a way that makes them feel like you're personalizing it just for them? The E is exceeding expectations. I kind of love the mantra, if you will, of under-promising and over-delivering. Very often, I will be in a conversation with someone, and instead of telling them, hey, I'm going to do this, I just make a note of it. I don't tell them, but then I do it. And now that feels very thoughtful and as a surprise to them. The R is repeat. You've got to constantly and consistently deliver on what you say you're going to do, your core values, your promises. Repeat that positive experience. Don't give them a phenomenal experience because it's their first visit. Give them a phenomenal visit the second time, the third time, and the fourth time. That is going to build loyalty. I want you to ask, how do we make this customer feel seen, feel valued, and a part of something? I love when I hear people refer to, like, we have team members who will say, my company, like it's their company. It is. I want them, your customers, to say, my shop. So how can you make them feel like they are a part of your shop? If the only time your customer hears from you is when you want their money, don't be surprised if they don't come back. Somebody else is going to capture their attention. Somebody else is going to give them what they need, want, deserve, and are looking for. So it's up to you to keep them coming back to you. I want you to start small. Pick one thing you heard in this episode today to show customers how they matter beyond that invoice, beyond the repair order, beyond the transaction. That's how loyalty and real growth is built. So again, reach out to me at podcast@shopmarketingpros.com. Let me know if there's one particular thing that you heard in this today that you're going to implement, or maybe it's something that you already knew, but you just forgot and you got out of the habit of. And again, if you mention Brittany Hodak, I'm going to send you her book. Hey, y'all, thanks again for listening to the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. There are some other great shows on the network, and you can find them all at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com or on their free mobile app, which you can find on the website to listen ad-free. Tune in for another episode next week. Until then, go fill those bays.
You've been listening to the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast with Kim and Brian Walker on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our exclusive podcast app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com because the best conversations in the industry start here. Marketing questions? Well, the Walkers have the answers. Check the show notes for their email.